You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm UofI Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Wednesday morning with an update of the trade in Chicago. Futures in the corn pit are now a penny and three quarters lower at 353 and a quarter in the July. September 359 and three quarters, two and a quarter lower. In December 370 and a half, down two and three quarters. March 381 and three quarters, 2.5 cents lower. And next year's May at 388 and three quarters, down two and three quarters. July soybeans, 927 and a half, up a nickel for the day. August at 917.5 on the last trade, up 4.25. November beans, 907.75, up 3. January, 915.5, 3.25 higher. And next year's July at 928.75, up 1.75. Bean meal is now trading the nearby July at 306.80, up 4.90. Bean oil in the July down 22 at 31.92. Soft red winter wheat, July contract, that's the harvest month, down 3.25 at $4.90 a bushel. The Kansas City hard red at 5.16 in the lead July, down 8.25. Live cattle futures at 152.27.5 are up 40 cents in the June. The feeder cattle at 219.77.5, 17.5 higher. And lean hogs for the June contract at $84.27.5, $1.10 higher for the day. Let's check now with Jackie Vake. She's at Stuart Peterson from Champaign County and here to join us to take a look at the marketplace. Good morning to you, Jackie. How are you?
Well, good morning, Todd. I'm very good.
Well, the market has been trading lower in the wheat futures. We're still trying to discern just exactly why that is the case. Do you have any good reasons?
Well, I think that it's being pressured somewhat by the U.S. dollar. You know, the dollar being higher is never a friend to wheat. There's no question. I think it also traded lower because crop condition ratings, you know, didn't drop like they expected that they would. And so, you know, all of the talk about all of the rain and everything else, they built into the market last week already before we even got into the holiday. And now I think it's just a matter of them trying to figure out which way they really want to go. When you look at the overall picture, you know, the new crop year for wheat starts on June 1st. Okay, when's June 1st? Next week, Monday, right? We're only at 95% of the USDA's expectations. And so we're 98% through the marketing year as of yesterday. It looks as if we're going to carry some of that wheat expectation forward, and I think that's probably weighing on the market at the very same time.
So a couple of reasons then, both related to the export market at this point. Can you explain why the dollar would have an impact on wheat?
Well, it's primarily, Todd, because of the fact that we are not what you would call a number one wheat exporting country, and it's primarily we're so far away from the major markets for wheat consumption, and therefore, in order for us to be very competitive, we have to be competitive with a great exchange rate. And you know, you could see that when we saw the U.S. dollar down at 72. Boy, we sold a lot of wheat to other countries. Now that we've gone back up, and especially with the rally we've had of late here at back up at 97, we're just outside of the marketplace. I mean, it's a sad situation, but it is the truth. And I think the other thing on the wheat side of it is some of the rain implies that we might have more feed wheat available, you know, which never is a great thing at all. At this stage of the game, we just are not in a good position. Let's put it that way.
Is it in part not only the strength in the dollar, but as it compares to the strength of the euro? Because I think the dollar compared to the euro has really closed the gap substantially.
Oh, it has. There's no question about that. I mean, the euro is at 108 right now, almost 109, and so you know it has made a big difference. There's just no question. You know, it's dropped dramatically, and while the dollar is gaining, and so you know it just makes it tough. Our biggest problem, I at least in my mind, is the cost of transportation to get it to where it has to be,
right?
You know, to the countries. That's the number one thing. So we need to be competitive at an exchange rate level, but we also need to be able to justify the cost of being able to ship it.
Yeah, I was just thinking about where the primary wheat-growing regions of the world might be. We think oftentimes of Ukraine, but of course France for wheat,
right,
as well. A lot of the European countries, of the wheat is grown in the northern hemisphere. So if you look at those and the way the currencies are trading, I guess that's what you're telling me, is that we're really just expensive and it's based a lot on the currency rates.
And let's face it, politically, we don't have the best relationships with some of those countries that are big consumers of wheat. And so, you know, within the within the European Union, they're big sellers to other countries, that they have better relationships than we do. So it all comes down to being competitive, having a good relationship and a good trade agreement. Trade agreements are really important to us, and you know, we've been outside the trade agreement. We just haven't done very well, let's put it that way, when it comes to wheat or many of our other products. We have some very unfair situations in terms of huge import taxes to us if we want to ship somewhere else, and not anything like that if they want to ship to us. And so I think that they're trying to correct that, but that doesn't come overnight.
Corn futures have not been trading very well as of recent, and they're down on their lows again.
Yeah, they look pretty sad, don't they? I mean, you know, when you look at it, you get down into that, you know, December went down to 370, the old contract lowest, 364 and a quarter. It wouldn't surprise me that we get there. I think that the good to excellent was disappointing yesterday to the trade, though, and that's why we're not down more than we are. And yet the reality is that, you know, these are still phenomenal numbers, especially when you look at the major states. And so I would expect to see corn continue to maybe trade, you know, slightly lower, but at a slower pace than a lot of others, primarily because of the fact that they're going to wait until the end of June to see what the acreage numbers come in at, and whether we actually lose a bunch due to the rain. At the same time, I think there's a lot of pressure there, Todd, from feed wheat again. If we do have quality issues and it becomes feed wheat, then it becomes a competitor for corn.
And anything on the soybeans before I let you go for the morning?
Well, you know, in November, oh my goodness, you know, another new contract low yesterday, another new low close. We've got a little bit of a bounce today. Beans are up today primarily, I think, because of the Argentinian situation and the El Nino, you know, the implications for palm oil. We've seen some pretty aggressive bean oil buying today. There's some profit taking, it looks like, but meal's up again today. I think that just in general, we'll probably trade the support there until the Argentinian strike ends.
All right. So, well, we'll talk with you again on Commodity Week this week. Look forward to that and the closing market report yet this afternoon.
You bet. Thank you.
That, of course, is Jackie Vague. She's at Stuart Peterson.